The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
It's National Trim Your Torso with Jell-O Week.
Tell everybody you know, and don't let the week go by without J-E-L-L-O.
This is Don Wilson, asking if you'd care to join me in shaping up with Jell-O. We can eat dessert all we want, and even sneak snacks, as long as it's light, bright Jell-O. Come on, let's start trimming the torso with Jell-O this week.
J-E-L-L-O.
That must be Mr. Devil. Hi, morning, Mr. Devil.
Good morning. Painter Paint is here.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tell me we want to do the living room first.
Living room? Okay. Are you doing that blue?
Oh, not blue, Mr. Devil. It's more of a soft blue-green. Something like a Williamsburg blue, only it isn't exactly. I mean, it's...
Okay, I'll tell him.
I'll tell him, he says. I don't think Mr. Dibble even listened to me yesterday when I told him what I wanted. I explained so carefully. It has to be a soft blue-green. Something that's sort of off-blue and off-green blended together.
Sure the painter knows his business.
Oh, listen, you have to stand over these men, dear. Otherwise, they just slap any old thing on the wall. And the living room has to be exactly right. Not too dark and not too light. Oh, if I could just find something to go by.
Here's my briefcase.
No, exactly.
Well, look, I gotta go. Give me a kiss.
Actually, the hall paper, you see, has to blend. Oh, goodbye, dear. Oh, wait a minute. Stand still.
Huh?
Stand still.
Oh, don't tell me. Did I spill on my tie?
Stand still. Come over here to the light.
Oh.
Come
here. Honey, look, you're choking me. Let go of my tie.
Oh, that's perfect. Just the blue I want. Ooh. You see this? See this little diamond-shaped dot in the background of your tie? That is just about the blue that I want. I'm sure. Take it off.
Take it off? I gotta get to work.
Please, darling, get another tie. Let me have this one. Don't you want the living room painted right?
The first time I ever heard of painting a living room necktie blue.
Please,
all right, boy. I'll be glad when this decorating is over.
Mr. Dibble, I can't find the painter, and he seems to have started in the living room, and it's not right at all.
Oh, he was just experimenting.
Well, it isn't at all right. It's much too blue.
No, don't you worry about it. We'll see what we can do. Oh, here he is. Joe, this is Mrs. Piper. Joe Pirelli.
How do you do?
Morning. You've seen the living room? Very nice color.
Oh, well, yes, it is a very nice color, but I'm afraid it isn't quite what I had in mind.
Very nice color.
Yes, but it's not what I want. I think it's too blue.
I don't think it's too blue. It's just right.
Well, Mr. Dibble?
Maybe you ought to mix up a couple more samples there, Joe. Miss and Mrs. Piper, she don't feel quite right.
To begin with, it's too dark, I'm afraid.
It dries lighter.
Yes, I know, but still, it's too bluey a blue. I mean, I think it needs more green in it. Not a bright green, a soft, warm green.
That's a very nice color, just the way it is.
Well, it's not what I want. Here, I brought over my husband's necktie, and the shade I want is something like this little diamond-shaped dot right here.
You want a color like that for the whole living room?
Yes, something like that.
That's not going to look good at all. It'll look much different on the wall than when you just a speck on a necktie.
Well, it may not be quite right, but I'd like to try it. Couldn't we at least try it?
It ain't going to look good.
Well, Mr. Dibble?
Mix up a couple more samples here, Joe.
Mr. Dibble, don't you think what's on is too blue?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're the boss. You gotta like it. That's the main thing.
You want some more green?
Well, yes, I think so. I don't really know anything about mixing paints. What I want is sort of a warm, soft, grayish, blue-green. Don't you think, Mr. Dibble?
You're the boss. You're the boss.
Well, I'll know as soon as I see it whether it's right or not.
It dries lighter.
I know it dries lighter, but I can tell right now that what you put on is too blue.
Very nice color. Very nice.
Could we try some different samples?
All right. All right.
No, that still isn't right. It's too dark.
It dries lighter.
I know it dries lighter. It is still too dark. That's too green. What I want is a nice, warm, soft, bluish green. No, that isn't right at all. Oh, no, it's too blue again, and it's too bright. It looks like a travel poster. No, that isn't right at all.
What is it? Well, what is it? You said rush home. Something happened to the baby?
No, Bobby's fine. He's asleep.
My secretary said it was an emergency. I grabbed my hat and rushed out of the office.
Well, it is an emergency. It's the living room paint.
What?
Well, the painter just doesn't get it right at all. I don't see how he can call himself a painter.
You didn't call me home just to look at the living room paint.
Well, I didn't know what else to do. I didn't want the whole day to go by and not get anything done.
Oh,
and this painter doesn't know what he's doing at all.
But,
he put on one color to begin with, and he just keeps saying it's a very nice color. Well, it is not what I want. He's been mixing and mixing, and you should see what he mixes with.
Now, look, you have got to calm down, do you hear me? You've got to calm down. Get yourself in this hysterical state over this painting business.
But if the living room paint isn't just right, then nothing else is going to blend in. I've based everything on the living room paint. All my fabrics and wallpapers in the other room.
All right. I'll go take a look. I'll see what I can do.
Well, I hope you can do something with him. I can't. You'd think it was his living room. I asked him to mix another sample, and he acts mad. Shrugs his shoulders as though I were impossible. And Mr. Dibble is really no help at all.
All right, darling, I'm here now. Let's go take a look. All right.
And this painter's so sloppy, he mixes the paint with a dirty stick. He just went outside and picked it up on the ground. Dirt and leaves all over it, and he's got a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, and he lets the ashes fall in the paint, and then he just stirs the whole mess into the paint. I mean,
don't
really.
Worry, darling, I guess they all do that. Now, don't worry about it. Come on, we'll have a look.
Well, I'm sorry to call you home like this, but I was just really beside myself. I mean, if this man is going to do all the painting, and I have to go through this with every room. I mean, I want you to talk
all
to
right,
him.
All right. Well, hello, Mr. Dibble.
Good thing you come home. Seem to be having a little trouble here. This is Mr. Piper, Joe Pirelli.
Oh, man, how do you do? I'm not doing so good, I'll tell you. I've been a painter 25 years. I know my business.
Well, yes, of course you do.
Look at this room. 32 samples of paint.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. 32.
And none of them right yet, dear.
Well, no. Just a minute. Give me a chance to look them over. Boy, I hardly know where to begin. All these different splotches all over.
You can't tell nuts in this way. It's too many. It's like perfume. You smell one perfume, then another. After that, they all smell alike. Same thing with paint. After you see 3, 4 samples, all look alike. You can't tell nuts in this way.
Well, no. Just a minute. They don't look all alike to me. This is much too green.
That's what I said.
Yeah, and this is certainly too blue.
That's what I said.
Uh-huh. That one's too dark, I think.
It dries lighter.
Yeah, well, it's still too dark.
Where is my husband's necktie? Oh, here it is. Now, you see, dear, none of them have that soft, warm shade like this diamond-shaped dot. You see that, dear?
Women all alike. They hire a painter who knows his business. And then they say, I want my bedroom painted like this piece of thread or like the blue in my husband's eye.
Now, look here. If my wife wants our living room painted like the blue in my necktie, then that's the way she wants it and that's the way it's going to be. Now, if you don't want to paint it that way, we'll get some other painter.
No, let's not get all excited here.
All right, well, I don't like my wife subjected to this sort of thing, Mr. Dibble. By golly, we're putting the bills, and she's going to have what she wants.
All right, well, Joe here, he just mixed up another sample, and it looks pretty good. Now, you put a little on the wall there, Joe. You can find a clear spot. You think this might be just about what you want?
Well, I am sorry if I have been sort of a nuisance.
No, that's all right, darling. It's all right. Don't you worry about it.
All right. How do you like that?
Well, now, there, dear. That is certainly more like it.
It dries lighter.
Yes, yes, I know. What do you think, dear?
Well, it seems a little dark.
It dries lighter.
Yes, it does, dear. And I think that's going to be all right. Why don't I get you a little lunch, and then we'll look at it before you go back to the office and give it a chance to dry a bit.
Fine, that's a good idea. We'll take a look at it afterwards.
All right.
And I want to make one thing clear about the paint in every room of the house. I don't care how many samples you have to make, you're to keep at it until my wife gets what she wants.
Yeah, you're the boss.
All right. Now, come on, dear. We'll look at it after lunch.
Return to the couple next door in just a moment. We'd like to talk to you about religion in American life. Want to get married? Who conducts the ceremony? When death strikes your family, to whom do you turn? Well, the answer to both questions, of course, is your minister, priest, or rabbi. But just calling upon these men at a very few special times in life is not the way to bring religion into our pattern of living. What they say when we get married or the comfort they try to bring us when trouble or illness hits our family can have little or no meaning unless we make religion a part of our everyday lives. Right now, we're going through difficult times. New tensions mount, not only between nations, but between members of the same family. All of us have problems, but we can all learn to meet them better and to withstand crises at home and abroad if we do it with God's help. Don't just seek spiritual help when you're in trouble. Gain spiritual and moral strength by going to your church or synagogue every week. You can make your family a closer-knit unit by taking them, too.
Well, there you are. Stride off a bit. Now, what do you think? Where's Mrs. Piper?
Oh, well, she's finishing up the lunch dish. She'll be right here. Where's the painter?
Oh, he's eating a sandwich outside. Well, what do you think of the last sample?
Well, gosh, seems to me it's just about perfect. I don't know. It's nice color.
Yeah.
Seems to me that's the same color that's over here.
Yep, it is. Same thing.
But isn't this the first color the painter put on when he came this morning?
Yep, same thing. Now, if you listen to me, we'd have saved all of us a lot of arguing. The trouble with Joe is, I know he's a good painter, but he don't know nothing about women. When it comes to women and painting, you got to use a little what they call psychology, yep.
What are you talking about, Mr. Dibble?
Well, now, you don't ever do when you're a painter to put on the right color right off the bat. You see, right away, the woman says she don't like it. Nope. Best thing to do is, the first thing, you put on a color you know is all wrong. And then you keep it up, putting on the wrong things till she gets sort of desperate. Then that's the time to put on the color you knew all along was the right one. Never fails. Right away, she says, oh, that's it, that's the one, finally got it.
Yeah, well, maybe you got something there, Mr. Dibble.
Sure, gotta make a woman happy.
Now.
And a woman ain't never happy and satisfied with the first thing she looks at. Well, what it's like buying anything else, she's got to see everything before she decides.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you better imbue the painter with some of that psychology. We're all gonna have a miserable 2 weeks painting every room in this house.
Well, I'll do what I can.
How does it look, dear?
Oh, I'll go eat my lunch. I'll talk to the painter.
How does it look, dear? Oh, yes. That's perfect. He finally got it. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think it looks fine. Yes, dear. You're happy. That's the main thing.
Oh, I am. I really am. Didn't I tell you, dear, you have to stand right over them every minute to get exactly what you want? What are you smiling at?
Nothing, darling. Nothing. I'm just happy that you're happy. That's all.
Oh, I am. Yes, he finally got it. That is just the perfect shade.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with John Shelley and Arnie Freeman and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again Monday for The Couple Next Door.